It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. That might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is by now. You know who I be. I'm your co-host, Michael Akadiri. And to my left, who have we got?
Yeah! Kazeem Jamal Dunno.
All right, man. All right, man. We still figured ourselves out for 2024. That's fine. You know, you still work on who you are. That's cool, man. Maybe go on a gap here. Okay. To the left, to the left.
RC Bill Pays Mission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
It's me, me. We're going straight into a listener's question, man. And thank you for sending this in. This was real heartfelt. This is a real heartfelt listener's question, man. This listener, I think she's going through it, man. I think she's going through it. She's had a newborn. She's got a 6-week-old baby boy. And she's got a 15-month-old son. And she said, man, 2 under 2. She knows you're stressed, that's for sure. Yeah. And she's saying that she feels that she shouldn't have had either child.
God damn. Strong.
God hey, damn. Probably some postpartum going on over there, man. She's saying that she feels that she's not a good mother. She feels that her husband is having to take time off work to help her look after the kids. She feels that motherhood is not intuitive to her.
Mm.
She doesn't feel that she's got that mother's instinct to look after the child. She feels that she's not bonding with her kids. Her 15-month-old's got a bit of speech delay. She's blaming herself for that. And she feels that motherhood is not for her. Parenting is not for her. So she's asking us. None of us are mothers. However, she's asking us, what do we think? Is she just in a depressive state? And she clearly needs some sort of guidance through that because she's putting herself down a lot. What do we think?
Boy.
So, yeah.
I really wish you had prepped us for that one.
Yeah, same, man. I put a lot on you, you know. Postpartum
really
depression is a serious thing.
You had prepped me for that one.
My brain's doing I'm at a crossroads. So yeah. I'm a fork. It's like, I've got some real advice.
Let's start with the rule, and then we can...
No, I think I would feel with guys an arsehole first, and then...
Okay, and then circle back.
I'm still processing.
Okay, all right.
Because that was an aggressive segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. I don't want these kids.
Yeah, she said, look, I shouldn't have.
Yes, I guess we need to. Did she feel like that after the first one?
Oh, my days.
Well, she didn't specifically say. So I think maybe the second one was the one that, you know, was the kicker. I think the second child, Celilaf, Jada Pinkett.
What's wrong?
There's so many bad angles.
We're going there. I'm just going to move us there.
Yeah, Darren's trying to steer this ship towards the iceberg.
Darren's like,
there's an iceberg there.
I'm just saying. That was all good.
20 years from now, I'm going to take a submersible to see them submersible.
What is it about this second child that she's just like, fuck motherhood, did it?
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
Wow.
I think maybe wow. It's a cumulative effect.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes, you know, pressure builds. Like, this is what you can deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
First child probably takes you here.
Mm.
Adding a second child. Oh, you're way over that threshold now. You got two of these. You got two of these buggers.
Go on, now, like, come out with it. Right? Come down the street. What do you want to say?
Yeah.
Nah.
Obviously.
I'm surveying.
Yeah, you're just observing.
I'm surveying the land right now.
But mate, you had two kids under two, so I'm sure at one point you were just with Zadie, you were managing Zadie, demanding, and then you know your son comes along, and says, like, "Oh wow, now
what sex are the kids?"
I think 15-month-old. I think they're both boys.
Both boys.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're not Chinese. What? Get there.
Oh, okay, I get it. That's fine. That's just. Get there. Politics. Okay, that's fine.
Catero.
Okay, yeah. I didn't.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Okay, I don't.
I'm gonna bring the flavor.
Can I get Meta? Can I get access to Meta in China?
Yeah.
Can I get access to Meta, like Meta's apps, like Facebook?
Why are you going to China?
No, I'm just curious. I'm
just wants to know if we got the message. If they're going to see the clip.
Yeah. You know. But, let's assume they're not from the People's Republic.
Hey, they might be Chinese. But, anyway, so.
they may be Chinese and not in China. That's true.
Yeah. Two boys. Maybe she won the girl. Second one. I think I've got my jokes off.
You're free to be reasonable now.
That can be reasonable now. It's fucked up, isn't it? Like, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be a woman, what it's like to give birth.
Absolutely.
But witnessing it.
Looks easy.
Yeah, it's like a piece of piss.
Yeah.
It's fucking easy.
At least you got their feet up.
Isn't it? Literally. Mm-hmm. Like, sat down. If they're not laying down, they're sat down.
Sat down, feet up.
Looks proper easy. Like, proper easy.
Yeah.
Here's the baby.
They sleep in a
bed.
I sleep in a chair.
Yeah, that's a plastic chair as well. No pillow. What?
I bought a sausage roll that was as hard as bricks.
Jeez, hospital sausage roll. You must have been starving.
Don't talk about the men's plight when it comes to childbirth.
Because
the food's rubbish. If you go into labour at the wrong time, you got nothing to eat.
Yeah. Lack of options in hospital.
Yeah, can't smoke in there.
Yeah, can't go. No cigarette break.
Yeah, because where I went. But to be fair, our son was born in Barnet. They actually had a Costa, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
really. Barnet.
Queen Elizabeth has a Costa.
Yeah, the Costa.
Really? Where was?
Whereas Lister, Zadie was in Lister Stevenage, and it was shit.
What? How come you switched up? Would you closer? It's
shit, the first time. Oh, wow. We did have a great time. So it's like.
Barnet looked good, man.
So yeah, so went to Barnet.
That was the hope for my missus, but yeah. It was Royal Free. But we
had a Costa.
Yeah, Costa in there, man.
There is right by the entrance. I've been to Barnet. Yeah,
and they had the steak and cheese toasty that was delicious.
You know what's crazy? Is the people working at that Costa probably make more than the doctors?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's just for prep.
Okay, all right. Okay, I thought we retired this in 2023, but you brought it back.
I forgot, that's fine.
All right, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, but that was a tough time for me, the first birth.
Second
birth was
so do you think you pushed it more because you realised that the facilities, vending facilities for you in the first birth wasn't good enough? So you're like,
I had my child born in these bummies.
Absolutely. Like, if you ain't got food for you after hours, then why would you even go there to have a child? That's wild. That's true. Do you know what? There should be like an online service where you can rate the convenience and the vending of these maternity services.
The Queen Elizabeth breakfast was so good.
For your missus?
No. Oh. Just in their canteen.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That I flirted with the idea of going back there just to have breakfast.
It was that good. Because Queen Elizabeth needs any positive PR. So if you're going to run with it strong.
Where is Queen Elizabeth?
Woolwich.
Oh,
Woolwich.
Yeah, so. But it's nice breakfast.
Yeah, man, loved it.
So what bog standard English breakfast with sausages and...
Stupendous.
Better than Weatherspoons.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, because Weatherspoon breakfast, even though it gets a lot of slack...
Yeah, both hospitals though had great desserts for like the patients.
I'm guessing you ate.
No, I just had some.
Like, oh, okay.
Actually, one of them she wasn't feeling too good, and I stepped up as a man.
Oh, you're not the stepfather; you're the father who stepped up.
Exactly, and I ate that food. And I ate that food.
So was you like...
For my fam. I ate the apple crumble and custard. For my family, man. If I didn't eat, who else would eat it, man?
Did she tell you she was nauseous, or did you tell her?
I told her. Nauseous, babe. I was like, you need to fart this baby out. So let me eat this for us. For the fam.
Lid, you meant to be there holding a hand, you're there sitting in a crumble. That's
why. I'm gonna hold a hand, I'm holding a spoon.
Oh, you love it. You like it, I love it, man. Yeah. Hey.
The teas in Queen Elizabeth afterwards were really nice in the ward.
Hey, run with the PR for Queen Elizabeth. They need anything. You could be the ambassador.
No. The night service was terrible.
What? As in, like, maternity care?
Yeah, they literally put my son under that hot-ass lamp.
What, was he hypothermic?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, jaundiced?
Right, I thought they put every baby under the lamp.
This was the issue. You got no explanation for what they just put him on the lamp. Yeah, so then...
Took him out. Put him on his mum. Cut the thing. Put him under the lamp.
For how long?
Until he was ready.
Yeah. Boing. Literally until it went ding.
And then you were like, all right, cool, he's cooked enough. And then...
No, and then she put him under the lamp and went, so I'm going on break.
She said, you didn't need to tell us that.
And I was like...
you didn't have to...
So yeah. What do I do? I don't know how to dress them. Yeah, I don't know how to do that yet.
Damn, please. Man.
And then mother-in-law-ish, not married, showed me.
No.
Because you got to take it as a just...
And then they didn't give us a cot.
Oh, wow.
So I held my son for like an hour or two straight.
That's it.
So I hope he fucking respects me.
Because as NHS staff, you get told you need to take your breaks because, you know, work is busy and stuff, yeah. But you always got to make sure that you're watered, you're fed and stuff like that. So yeah, maybe just overdue a break, maybe.
Yeah, but...
As a vision, you should have told
him. But that's the beauty of candor, isn't it? Like, you got to be honest, like, I know you just had a ute and that, but...
No, she can't just say...
I'll go eat my jollof rice.
Ain't I lie, this back, birth is boring.
We were really trying to get him out when we had these two wicked midwives in the day.
Yeah, innit? Because we got that shift rotation.
The vibe changes.
Yeah. It's like, this brother needs to come out with these two.
Yeah, we had to, yeah.
One of the midwives was so nice. She even came and checked on us the following day, even though she didn't deliver the baby.
Oh, we had that as well.
She was like, oh, I just really like you guys.
Yeah, we had like,
As I stopped flirting.
Yeah, we had,
Serious?
Yeah, we had this woman who did the same thing. When we first got there, she was our midwife. But then I think, I just remembered we kind of got her in trouble though. She did something wrong. We didn't know it was her who did something wrong. We just said, hey, this don't look right.
Yeah.
And then there was like, who's the midwife who's on the shift? And then we was like,
so you could tell something ain't right. Yeah.
He's like, mm-hmm.
I just had joking with you, man.
Yeah, but he's like, it's not that bad, man. How bad is it, man? They're like, yeah, so he's like, shit. And then there's the going through the computer thing, like, it was so insane. And he seemed like going outside, he's like, damn it.
Whoopsie.
And then she did come back the next day.
Okay,
and
cool.
And then she was kind of like, oh, is everything okay?
Came back like, fucking snitches.
Yeah, she like, wanted to see the snitches face to face.
So I heard you guys had a problem.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? What was the problem then?
Is that how...
No, we just happened, we got our baby, you know, too man. Fucking much,
price of the prep. So any other advice to this lady who's going to be in a pushing depression?
Hey. Get rid of him.
God damn. Well, just the one or both?
Dealer's choice.
Try one first. Don't just fully commit to get rid of both. Just get rid of the second one because he's happy, but it's just one. And then see if you want to
adoption.
See if you want to keep the first one.
Is there a, with adoption, is there like a returns policy where you can change your mind?
Yeah.
Like 28 days. You know, like you buy something and like receipt, yeah. In 28 days, you're like...
I know there is in America.
Wait, if you're the adopting people, I think there might be, but I'm not sure.
So you'll
sure.
be able to be like, oh, you know, this... In no, because you can always... with adoption, you can always obviously change your mind. But I'm saying if you're the person who's giving your child up for adoption...
There's a transitional period.
I know in America, yeah. There's this guy called Rich Froning, yeah? And he was at one point... he's a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
And he was like dominating. So he was really famous, had a Reebok deal and everything. And him and his wife couldn't have kids.
Right.
Mm. So they adopted. And when they got their first daughter, there was a time window where the mum could change her mind. And they were documenting the whole thing. And then as soon as it hit midnight, they were like, that's it. She can't, this is our kid now.
So how long that time period was? Do you remember?
I think maybe I can't.
Was it like maybe hours or weeks?
No, it's like 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Right. Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Like maybe 10 days. But she had a window to be like, I changed my mind.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It was a significant. It wasn't like 24 hours.
Yeah. There was a decent amount of time to decide.
A week minimum.
And of living in the house and
they had the kid.
Okay, fine. So they're literally trying before they.
Yeah, they had the kid, which I think is nuts because you have the kid for a week and you're like, oh,
bro,
okay.
Weeks
and then,
not even long.
And then someone could just be like, change my mind.
Mate.
Bonding,
Not even long. I know a more harrowing story.
Drop it.
Closer to home stuff, like, because we've got friends who, same thing, struggle to have kids for adoption. Essentially what happened is, if you look at it like completely objectively, the kids shouldn't have been taken away from the parents in the first place. Yeah. Basically, they were just shit parents. They weren't actually dangerous. They weren't abusive. Okay. They were just a bit shit, a bit young, a bit dumb. Like, and I can't remember all the technical words. So I don't want to fuck it up because there's like the different stages. Like you can... It wasn't just straight adoption. It was... Yeah. Oh, there's a word for it. I knew it at the time. Essentially, what you're doing... You're almost like pre-adopting the kids, so it's not you. The adoption hasn't gone through your. It's like almost like an extended.
So the five stages apparently are awareness, interest, evaluation, trial, adoption / rejection.
Was it in the UK?
Let me go to the UK one.
Yeah, UK.
Okay, so exploration, pre-stage one, exploration. Stage 1, initial checks and registration. Stage 2, training and assessment. Stage 3, matching with the right child. Stage 4, moving in. Does that ring any bells?
Nah,
what's nuts? That's the same five steps for RSPCA.
Goddamn.
What?
I can't think what it's called, man. But yeah, but essentially they end up having a child, for almost a year.
Oh!
Yeah. And then it was, so then they're waiting on the court decision to be like, right, early permanence. That's what it's called. Early permanence is the right.
So early adjustment to the permanence of the situation.
So it's a thing of, they think they're going to be permanently there with the new family. But so you want to have them early though. And while you're there early, you keep on getting visits from like social services.
The authorities. It's
still the child is under the care of social services, but they're being given early to who they think are going to adopt the child. And there's a kid but it's long.
Months.
The point they've changed the room in the house. It's that child's room. It's their child. It's their daughter. That's what they refer to her as. Then for just a court decision to be like, yeah, they're going back to the parents.
Wow.
Devastating.
Absolutely, because it's not just money, it's either emotional investment, time, and these things you don't get back. You're meant to switch off. What do you do if you, by chance, see this child in the street? Do you act like you've never met them?
Yes.
Because that child won't, because at that age, that child won't remember them, but...
Yeah, they could be 3-4 years.
As bad as it sounds, and obviously these are your friends, but I think like in that circumstance, you got to affirm it. Like if you was to see them out and about,
in the coldest way, you do.
That child's nothing to you anymore.
Not nothing, but you can't let them know
Because you got to think about what does that look like from the other side, in the sense of, you know, you guys have moved on.
Because obviously you and the parents, you and the biological parents aren't brethren.
Yeah, you don't know them from anywhere.
Yeah.
And they might not even, I don't know how all this thing works, but they might not even know what you
look
like.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. They may not know, yeah.
So you can't just roll up on them and be like, yo.
But, okay, let's say the kid initiates the contact. You're in the shopping centre.
They're too young.
You're picking the older kids.
Let's say the kid's 14 and this happened when the kid was maybe 10.
So that's different then.
And then the kid, the 14-year-old, runs up. Hey, you know, Jake and Holly.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. And then the battle of the
parents. I'd say wink twice, bro. We know what that means. I'll get you out of it.
And you...
Yeah, I think that's different. Yeah, if you see the kid out, they're older, and they you had them when they were like 10, like you're saying, they're now 14.
Yeah,
but I think still, then it's like you still got a
an obligation.
All opportunities of hope.
No, but they just come to you and be like, "Oh my goodness, I've not seen you in years."
You don't know what they're rolling up on you on.
They're just rolling up on. Nice to see you.
Then it's cool. Then it's nice to see you. Glad to see that you're well. How's this? How's
I'd
that?
Love to catch up and have dinner sometime. You made a beautiful lasagna, man. And that
it was ready made.
I've literally not had lasagna like that. It was a ready meal. I've been telling all my friends at school that lasagna you guys made.
All of this would be too much. Because imagine it's just like, it's worse than seeing like an ex who you're not over.
Yeah.
Imagine that times like a million.
It's crazy.
It's like I just don't need to be seeing you.
You start making up all kind of look. I don't even cook no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, me. I'm moving away. I'm moving to a different area. I think
I'm gonna die tomorrow. Still.
Wow. But then they're like, "Oh, let's get last of the lasagna then."
Nah.
If it's gonna be your final.
I want to die on an empty stomach.
Oh wow.
Because of all the bloating.
Oh wow!
No, I'm joking. I won't say that. but on an actual real note for this parent in need, it's gonna sound cliche. It's gonna sound a bit corny, but this too shall pass.
When did you get philosophical?
This too shall pass. Hey man, look, the worst thing that's happened to you.
Yeah.
Is the worst thing that's happened to you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't compare tragedies.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, there's things going on in the world right now that we see on TV.
Yeah.
Very, very bad. Very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But still, the worst thing that's happened to you is the worst thing that's happened to you. Yeah. Yeah. So, but you're stood here. Well, sat here. I'm sat here. You're sat here. Mm. There's millions of people sat there and thriving now. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So this too is a moment.
Mm.
It's a moment. As long as you might not feel like you're bonding with your kid. You might feel like, okay, they got a speech delay. Look, loads of kids have a speech delay. My son, like, his mum was so worried that there was something wrong with him because he hadn't started walking yet.
Mm.
Tutu's, he's taking steps now, yeah?
No, big up.
So... don't worry. It will come.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. 99%. I'm 99.9% sure it will come. It might. I think we spoke not in the last episode, but episode before that, of being like, when you're a dad, you're kind of just like, for 6 months or whatever, you're just kind of like, so that's what you do. That's all you do.
Mm.
And then they start doing stuff, and you're like, cool, and then I think it's a much more of a gradual process on a broader way for dads to be like, yeah, I built into you love your kid and stuff like that, but in terms of like having little things to do with you, like me and my son and stuff like that, he can't speak, but like we got inside jokes, you know what I mean? So it will, to whoever this lady is, it will come. As long as you're keeping your kids safe.
Absolutely.
And this is with my hat on, and there's no child protection concerns.
Yeah.
As long as you have the capacity to keep your child safe and well, then the other stuff will come. And let me tell you something. If the dad didn't want to do it or felt like you was a drain on his energy,
yeah,
then he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He would up sticks with the utes and bounce.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
He would be gone.
Yeah.
So he's there, right? Look, I think, and I'm sorry to drag on a bit, that I saw something, I can't remember what it was, but it was someone talking about in a relationship, you might walk into the house and you go, look, I've got 10%. So then your partner goes, right, I'll pour the other 90%. I'll carry the other 90%. Yeah. Then vice versa, the next day she might walk in and be like, I've got 60, I've got 40%.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I've got 60% for you today, yeah? And there's times it's like 50-50. We got each other, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Yeah? And that's what he's doing now. So what I'm trying to say is, at some point, you're going to have to give that man the best blowjob of his life.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. We had the foolishness had to come in somewhere. That's it. Let's find a way for it to slide in.
Yeah.
Maybe all right. 14th of March.
Yeah, that's what I say. Second blowjob day is coming up. So,
yeah, come on.
You better bond with something.
Yeah, that medium
rare. Let's start bonding with something.
Peppercorn sauce.
But yeah, it will pass. Look, without going into too much detail, like, This not to this extreme,
yeah,
but it kind of happened in my household,
yeah,
and it gets better.
Yeah, you find a way for it.
It gets better.
So you're pulling. That's your way of telling you pulling up with 90% from time to time.
I didn't pull up with shit.
Okay.
I was just like, chin up. No, I'm joking. but no, it was kind of like it caused friction.
Yeah,
and I had to be like. You need, like, and I'm the worst person to talk about this, but I was like, there's something up with you, and I started like doing the most, right? I'll be very transparent. I was like, there's something up with you, and if you don't tell me, I'm gone, because if I don't know what's going on here,
I can't help.
It's a mad thing, yeah.
Mm.
And then communication has happened, so on and so forth.
A lot of the time, communication scheme, man.
Yeah.
So you wanted to deal with that there and there. Interesting compared to a couple of weeks ago, but there we go.
This is a little bit different. It's not an argument.
Mm.
Yeah.
Could have been an argument.
But it's an argument based on, like, look, if you walked in here, and you were bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, I'm good. I'd be like, Mike, you're fucking bleeding, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to sort. And if you go, look, I'm good, I'm going to be like, Mike, you either tell me or I'm going to walk out of here, let you bleed out on the sofa. You pick.
All right.
If you choose to bleed out by yourself, you bled out.
Yeah.
Or you could tell me what to do from your doctor knowledge and I can pack the wound and get me all of that and I can help. Might not be able to fix it, but I can.
Yeah.
I can help. Whilst the people get here.
Yeah.
Yeah? To help. It's a bit different. If you come to me on an argument and I say, fuck all this shit.
Yeah.
Play my PlayStation, leave me alone. That's a bit different. Because arguments are arguments. This is real life.
You could argue about real life. So you just felt.
You know, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. I'm being facetious. Okay. I'm just being niggly. But you know,
God damn, free black man, bro, kingdom hands.
We've just been a bit niggly, but yeah, no. Sometimes communication is key, and you're right. People do go through things. Pregnancy is a very difficult period, particularly for the mother, obviously, who's born the brunt of the pregnancy, who emotions can be all over the place during that period. The feeling of, you know, this person who's been a part of you for 9 months is now. In the outside world, and you want to feel like you're doing everything, but sometimes your everything may not feel like anything, and that is just voices in your head telling you you're not worth it, even though you are and more. And that's where you need a very supportive partner, if they are there to, as you say, pull up the weight and, you know, support, and you've got the support of services.
Or you need a support network.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you need a support network. Takes a village, as they say.
100%, 100%, 100%, man.
And you can't do everything alone. You cannot do everything alone. Sometimes help is needed, regardless of what it is, whether it's parenting, whether it's work, whether it's all of us. We do comedy. We do stand-up comedy. We go and gig. We can't have the careers we currently have and hope to have without a support network. And that support network is people, whether just other comics who bounce ideas off, whether it's having supportive partners who sort of give us the platform to go and spend your weekend away telling jokes to strangers, knowing that that they're looking after the fort whilst you're away. That's where you're talking about the percentages. That's 100% that weekend.
No.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
Even if it's 1% and 99%, I'm bringing back
money.
Yeah, I'm bringing back something.
Yeah, no, but that physical period. Business. Yeah, you're working.
I'm bringing back something.
No, yeah, but during that weekend, in terms of parenting, what are you offering if you're away?
Resilience.
What the fuck?
Be resilient.
But that's what I'm saying. Obviously, there'll be times where in these advice, there'll be a bit of time where, let's say the missus goes on holiday for a week with their girls.
Unacceptable.
I've got that coming up in March.
Yeah, you got that coming up. Can from IB for weather, now he's going, can you offer parenting?
She's going to New York.
New York, from other Southern Atlantic, can you offer?
She needs to be offering parenting.
I'm going in April.
She's going to be there. She's going to be the text hotline. where's the food you made them for all 4 days?
Mrs. Griffiths, I know that you go to New York. Can you plug me for the time you're going out there? Because I'm going out there the following month. So
you can just
run around and plug my... I know you got a husband that does the same thing, sweet. If you can plug me.
My husband's funny, but who's really funny? This is great.
If you can plug me, I'd be that much appreciated.
Are you flying out?
Yeah.
How long are you going for?
A week.
Nice. You got shows lined up, or you got to go land? And
I've hit a bunch of promoters up in there. Yeah. All of them have come back and be like, hit me up 2 weeks before, hit me when you get here.
Okay, so they're
email
kind of like...
this, email that. So it's in the works.
Brilliant, man. That's dope, man. That's dope.
Nice, bro.
So big up you, though, holding down the fort.
Yeah, that's not me. I mean,
I'll be ringing my mum.
Oh, I've already invited my mum.
I've already invited. That's hilarious. Has she accepted the invite?
Yeah, she goes, anything for the kids. I'm there for the kids.
Anything
for the kids. Mom's retired, did it? So,
Because I'd be like, guess who's taking a week off of work? Yeah.
And it's Easter weekend. So I've been like, do you know what would be really good? If we hosted Easter at my house.
So you could share the...
So you can cook fish at my house.
Yeah.
So I don't have to bring the kids to your house for you to cook fish. Then me have to take the kids back to get them.
Do you know what I can't wait for that you just reminded me of? Is I can't wait for the day my son can get himself in and out of the car. His car seat malarkey is pissing me off, bro.
It's long, isn't it?
So long.
I didn't like what? Just the fact that you just have to take him out of the car.
I don't even like there being a car seat. I just want you to just get
into
the...
so long. I've got your arms in. I've got to line up the two bits.
Big, ugly seat. Just taking up space. I can't put my seat all the way back now.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you can't... I guess the logistics of like...
I have to be rear facing.
I can't get in a cab with me. That is crazy. I do think that. Like, I can't just... Because during the day, my missus takes
just
the car.
Get in.
So I can't even like... If I want... I can't really go nowhere with him. I can't be like, oh, let's get a cab somewhere.
No.
Like, it's just, I'm not...
It's right, like, there, we've booked a holiday, and it's like, oh, I have to get... How do you get from the flipping airport to our hotel now? We need a cab with two car seats. And then it's like, we get a shuttle bus. And then the little disclaimer is like, you have to hold your kids in your lap. It's like, they have to firm it. They sit on the lap, because this is just long. I don't trust... Should is your transport to be like, we've got car seats that are safe for your kids.
Yeah.
That's like, I've just hold you on my lap.
This car seat comes with a kid already in it.
Oh, hold on. What? I remember that's one of my early jokes, you know. I realized it didn't make... That concept is funny, but I realized I didn't know what I was saying with the joke.
Right.
It was just dumb. It actually happened to me where my car was in for repairs. So they gave me a Nissan Qashqai.
Yeah.
Obviously, Qashqai is a Japanese family Nissan car. Family car. Obviously, I didn't have a family at the time, so I was like, what the fuck? This is why they give me a family car. And I just made a joke that it came with a car seat and it came with a kid, a Japanese kid. Nissan Japanese.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with a Japanese kid in the car?
Yeah.
And then...
Looking for King's Cross.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. You just mix in the different countries. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the joke was... I didn't know where to drop the kids off, so I dropped them off at a Wagamama's because this is an Asian restaurant.
This joke's bagged for a bit. You know, I know you're not telling it as you were telling it, I'm enjoying it.
So it was just dumb. It was just so dumb. And then it will sometimes get a laugh, sometimes get a ooh. I'm like, I don't know why you're ooh. It doesn't make it stupid.
Yeah.
It's like,
but you're clearly the idiot in the joke. So
yeah, it just, yeah. So it would get a ooh, and sometimes I remember once there was, I don't think they were even Japanese, but they were East Asian in the front row. And everyone, when I said that, they just looked at them. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you guys
Did they laugh?
Some of them chuckled.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, some of them chuckled. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm dropping this.
Did you need subtitles to understand the laugh? Is that what it was?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
The laugh, it just lights. Just lights all.
Hot damn! This what that wasn't specifically in my mind, but when I dropped the joke, I was like, yeah, I don't want it to be misconstrued, and that's a misconstruction. What you just said was a
whole laughing in lines.
Yeah,
ha ha ha.
That's hi there. That's our sort of cue to start, you know, rolling and wrapping up. So
do they laugh like this?
The dub laugh.
That's a whole Joey Coy bit, isn't it? He's got a bit about how different Asian people laugh and stuff like that.
No, so, it's about how they speak.
Yeah. I guess he does laughter. He mimics laughter in that bit, right?
Well, he says Vietnamese people speak really quick.
Yeah.
Japanese people speak from the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Japanese girl. It's like, hey, hello. And then he said, Korean people sound like ghosts that are high.
See? And that's all, you know, we were talking about off air. About
do like what don't do, domanda. That's Vietnamese.
You tap in to your people, them. Do you know what we're talking about?
Japanese comes from diaphragm.
You got to tap in. He's obviously Filipino, he's tapping in.
Yeah, he's cornered the Asian market.
You got to tap in to your people then.
So it's Ali Wong. So
that's it.
She doesn't really go hard on Asian things, but
she's representation in it. So they're like, rah.
They come out.
I see. Yeah. So you got to tap into your people. That's what I'll say.
I don't know who my people are.
You smart. You're Blue Flag, White Star. What? And the thing is, you denounce them. You never fuck with them like that. That's your problem.
No, do you know the other day, he was outside and he was having a cigarette, a couple of my boys and that, and this Somali guy just rolled up on us and he was like, yo, do you man smoke weed? And we were like, no. But there's this one guy there called Ahmed, innit? And so he was like, okay. He spotted everyone. And he went, saw Ahmed, Somali, and he was like, Somali, yeah? Ah, cool. And I took my hood off and I went, what? No love for me, fam, yeah? And he was like, oh, sorry, my guy.
He gave you the room, you know. He gave you everything.
Yeah, I said, come on, bro. I said, Bismillah, let's go.
That's went off. So,
it's back.
Oh, cool.
Man, you got to tap in. Everyone tap in with their people then.
Because yeah, but big man thing, I don't know who my people are. Don't say it again. I don't know who my people are.
You will talk off air. You got several. And so that's been another episode of them late nights and their wet wipes. I've been your co host, Michael Akadiri. To my left has been.
Yes.
And to the left.
It's
been Kazim Jamal, thank you very much.
There you go. Digress. Biotics to my show, Inconceivable, 29th of February at Pleasant,
London. I'm hoping this is coming out.
There's still shit. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. But yeah, it should
no, I spoke over your promo.
That should be fine.
Should be done. This time.
Hopefully there's no tickets for you to get. But
yeah.
Boom blast.
Get tickets to his show, 29th February. Also, he's gone. He's fucking walked off. Also, get tickets to me and Mike's Work in Progress show.
Get tickets to that promo.
The 8th of March. Yes, it is. 8th of March.
It's the 6th of March.
6th of March.
Okay, all right. Do that next week.
6th of March. Yeah, Work in Progress show. All right.
This is bad
promo. We are doing a Work in Progress show, hour each. Tickets are £8.
Did hour each?
That's the deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hour each, come out. Yeah, man. Not much to say. Come to our show and support black business. If you're black, come. If you're white, come. Everyone, come. Pause. Let's go. Work in progress show. This is the best promo you've ever seen in your life. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving till we're sold out. Guys, stop putting your coats on.
I'm assuming everyone's got tickets now.
Don't leave me by myself.
Don't leave me.
I'm assuming everyone's got tickets.